All right. Now you have your offer defined. Now let's get that offer in front of some people so that we can A, sell it, and B, refine it, right? Every meeting with a customer, every time there's an objection, someone who's like, yeah, I'm not going to buy, we learn something more about the reasons why not. And we can use that to strengthen the offer and the messaging around the offer. So every no is a gift because it teaches you more about how to succeed and how to sell. So, how do we get that offer in front of people? The easiest place to start is people you already have in your network. So your friends, people you've talked to in the past that have expressed interest, just people you know that might be interested, or people you have on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or TikTok or whatever. If you already have an audience, even if it's a small audience. There's also, people you've worked with in the past or just met at an event. If you have their contact information and you think they might be interested, make them the offer. There's no downside. It's like, hey, like I'd love to see if you would be interested in this. All right, great. Let's see. And once you've exhausted that list, what comes next? Well, what comes next is other people's audiences. So there's a term called the Dream 100, which comes from Chet Holmes. And the idea is, what are the 100 people that you most want to work with, your dream 100 customers? Well, you can use that concept for people who have your audience. So do you know someone who already has your audience in there as their audience? Right. So either they have an email list or they have it on Facebook or YouTube or TikTok or social media or someplace they have access to that audience. If so, you can connect via them. If there are people who already are friends with you, then it's pretty easy. Then you just talk to them and say, hey, would you be interested in promoting this offer to your list? It's going to do a great service to your audience, right? Any person with an audience is always looking out for their audience. They want to do good by their audience. They want to deliver value to the audience. So if you have something that delivers value to that audience, then you want to put that in front of that audience. And if you already know the people who have the audience, it's a very easy relationship to build. You don't have to go at dream 100. You can do dream 10 or dream 5 or dream 2 or even dream 1. That's all it really takes. We have a member named Robin Green, and she got from $0 to $60,000 in just 3 months from a complete standing start simply by leveraging one person who had a list of 10,000 acupuncturists, which is her audience. And by doing a webinar with this one person, she was able to make $60,000 off of a $500 course. So that's 120 sales in just 3 months from she started. So it's the fastest way to get there, because you don't have to pay Mark Zuckerberg or the Google, people or anyone else for paid ads, and you don't have to post content to social media for years and years before you get anywhere, right? So the Dream 100 as affiliates or JVs or partners, those are all words that mean roughly the same. By engaging them as affiliates or JVs, you can get there really fast. So that is the best way to do it. So in terms of affiliates, Simplero has an affiliate program. So you just set up an affiliate program, you register them as affiliates there, and they get a link that they can send to their audience so that we can track that the sale came from them. And then it's up to you what you want to offer in return. It can either just be your gratitude and your happiness and the fact that they're doing something good for their audience, in which case you might not need to set up an affiliate link at all, but you might want to pay them. And a typical commission, if there's zero work involved, is if it's just a course and maybe like there's a group call or two or something, but it's mainly just a course, typically it's a 50% commission, 50-50, right? If the more work that you do, if it's one-on-one, it's more intensive, it's more coaching, then that percentage typically lowers. However, you might want to set the percentage even higher. The lower end of the percentage is probably like 20%, maybe 10%. If it's a fairly low margin physical product, then we might get in the 10% range. But typically somewhere in that range, if it's digital product, like I would say, and it's high intensive consulting work and it's high ticket, maybe 20%. Maybe 10% even in that case, but it's all up to negotiation. And there are other terms too. Like if you're doing a recurring thing Is it recurring? Is it recurring forever? Or does it sunset, as we call it, after a certain period? Like they get a year, 2 years, a year and a half, 3 years, whatever it is. So those are all parameters that you can negotiate. Another thing you can do is just pay a lump sum up front instead of a percentage. You say, I'm going to pay you $100 for every person who buys, right? So that's another way to structure it. Generally, affiliates tend to want to get paid now. So if you have something that drips in subscription over time, it might be better to pay them up front and just get them the money that incentivizes them. If you know your math and you can afford it, even if you're losing money right away, but you know you make it back in the long term, that can work out. If you're just starting out, probably don't go that route, right? We want to get some cash in first. When you get more advanced, you get very aggressive, you can pay 100% commission on what we call a front-end product, which is just about getting customer, and then you know you can sell them something else after that. You could even pay 150%, 200% if you know your numbers. Again, that's more for advanced people once you're further down the line and you really know your numbers. For now, if you stick in that 20 to 50% range, you should be pretty good. And then it's just a numbers game. If you approach 100 people, maybe 20 are going to even engage with you, and then 5 are going to say, sure, I'll email my audience, and boom, now you are in business. So every no is just it's not a rejection, it's a redirection. You're learning something about how you need to pitch your offer, and you're learning that this person might not be the right person for you, at least not right now. And that's totally fine. So this is how you get started. Now that you have your offer, this is how you get your first sales. Again, to reiterate, number one, sell to your existing audience, your friends, your offline people that you know, just reach out to them directly. Two, your existing audience online, your Facebook, even just your Facebook, personal Facebook profile, Instagram, YouTube, whatever you have, wherever you have a audience, like post it there. Let people know it exists. And then third, your dream 1, 2, 5, 10, or 100. That's how you get started with the sales. That's by far the fastest, easiest way to get going. All right, appreciate you. And I'm rooting for your success. I'm here to see you win. That's my only objective. I just want to see you crush it because you are one of the special ones that chose to be an entrepreneur. And I applaud you for that. We're here for you. We've got Simplero Academy. If you're not already a member, I highly recommend that you check that out. It is the forum for serious entrepreneurs. If you're already in Simplero Academy, you know what I'm talking about. It's the place to be. Thank you very much for watching. Good luck and much success to you.